Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Finding Grace in the Face of Dementia by John Dunlop is a Christian nonfiction book that addresses dementia from both a medical and theological perspective. Written by a physician with long experience in geriatric medicine and bioethics, the book is designed to help patients, family members, caregivers, and church communities understand dementia without reducing a person to the disease. Its central purpose is to show that dignity remains intact because every human being bears the image of God, even when memory, speech, or recognition decline. The book does not deny the sorrow and disruption dementia brings. Instead, it frames the condition as a deeply painful reality that calls for compassionate care, patient endurance, and faith-informed hope. Rather than offering a technical medical manual, it combines practical guidance, moral reflection, and biblical principles to help readers think clearly about care, suffering, and human worth. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the image of God as the basis for dignity in dementia. A defining theme of the book is that dementia does not erase a person's value. Dunlop anchors his argument in the Christian doctrine that every human being is made in the image of God, which means dignity is not dependent on memory, independence, or cognitive performance. This is an important corrective to cultural tendencies that measure worth by productivity, awareness, or self-expression. By grounding care in theology rather than usefulness, the book challenges readers to see the person before the diagnosis. That shift matters practically because it shapes how families speak, listen, and make decisions for loved ones who can no longer advocate fully for themselves. It also matters ethically because it resists the assumption that severe cognitive decline diminishes personhood. The book uses this idea not as an abstract doctrine, but as the foundation for daily caregiving, encouraging respect, patience, and moral seriousness in every interaction with those affected by dementia. Secondly, a physician's realistic view of the emotional and medical burdens. Dunlop writes as a geriatrician, and that background gives the book credibility in its treatment of dementia as a progressive and often heartbreaking disease. He does not present easy answers or sentimental reassurance. Instead, he acknowledges the disorientation, loss, frustration, and grief that accompany the condition for both patients and caregivers. This realism is one of the book's strengths because it prevents a shallow reading of the suffering involved. Dementia affects identity, relationships, and everyday functioning, and the book recognizes those disruptions as genuine losses. At the same time, Dunlop's medical perspective helps readers understand that compassionate care must be informed by the actual contours of the disease, not by vague encouragement alone. The result is a balanced approach, sober about decline, but not despairing about the person living through it. That combination makes the book especially useful for readers who need both emotional honesty and practical orientation in a situation that can otherwise feel chaotic and isolating. Thirdly, caregiving as a moral and spiritual calling, not only a burden. Another major topic in the book is the role of caregivers, who often carry the greatest emotional and practical strain in a dementia diagnosis. Dunlop addresses them directly, not simply as support staff for the patient, but as people whose own struggles deserve recognition. The book frames caregiving as a form of faithful service that should be shaped by compassion, respect, and perseverance. This matters because dementia can gradually reverse normal family roles, requiring spouses, children, or other loved ones to make difficult decisions, manage confusion, and absorb repeated losses. Dunlop helps readers see that faithful care is not measured by success in curing the disease, which is often impossible, but by the quality of presence, attentiveness, and honor shown to the affected person. The book, therefore, broadens the meaning of caregiving beyond tasks and logistics. It becomes a moral practice that reflects Christian love in conditions where response, gratitude, and recognition may be limited or absent. That emphasis is both practical and ethically sustaining. Fourthly, biblical interpretation of suffering, lament, and hope. The book does not treat dementia only as a medical problem. It also interprets it within a biblical understanding of suffering. Dunlop draws on Christian language of lament, trust, and divine purpose to help readers think about a disease that has no cure and often no clear resolution. Importantly, the book does not collapse hope into recovery. Instead, hope is tied to God's character and grace, which remain present even when the disease continues to progress. This matters because many books on illness either emphasize practical coping or spiritual optimism while avoiding the reality of grief. Dunlop holds those together. He allows space for anguish without suggesting that lament is a lack of faith. That approach is especially relevant for Christian readers who may feel pressure to speak triumphantly about illness. By validating sorrow while still affirming God's sustaining presence, the book offers a more mature framework for spiritual endurance. It helps readers understand that faith in dementia is not denial of pain, but faithful response within pain. Lastly, a resource for churches and families who want to care faithfully, the book is written for a broad audience, including people with dementia, family members, caregivers, and church communities that want to respond well. Its practical value lies in how it translates theological conviction into concrete attitudes and habits of care. Rather than focusing on policy or clinical treatment plans, it helps readers think about communication, respect, and responsibility in everyday relationships. That makes it particularly useful for churches, where dementia may be present in members, elders, parents, or spouses, yet often remains socially invisible until a crisis occurs. Dunlop's book encourages communities to become places of patient presence rather than awkward distance. For families, it offers a framework for facing guilt, fatigue, and uncertainty without losing sight of the personhood of the loved one. For individuals anticipating future decline, it provides preparation shaped by faith rather than fear. This combination of theological clarity and caregiving relevance is what gives the book lasting usefulness in its category. In conclusion, Finding Grace in the Face of Dementia should be read by caregivers, family members, pastors, Christian counselors, and anyone who wants to think carefully about dementia from a faith-based perspective. It is especially valuable for readers who need more than medical facts and more than general encouragement, because it offers a coherent moral framework for understanding why dignity remains intact even as cognition declines. The book can help readers clarify their responsibilities, speak more wisely to affected loved ones, and endure the emotional weight of caregiving with greater steadiness. It also benefits people who are not currently facing dementia, but want a thoughtful preparation for what may come. What distinguishes this book from many others in the field is its integration of medical experience with biblical anthropology. Dunlop does not merely explain the disease or advise better coping, he shows how a Christian view of personhood reshapes the entire experience of care. That makes the book unusually grounded, pastorally useful, and ethically serious within the dementia literature. If you would like to support John Dunlop MDMD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.